Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were you talking about?
Okay, why did you take my... Let's get right to it.
All right.
Why did you take my toothpaste?
I ran out of toothpaste.
Carter, okay, Kim is out of town. She was in California for 5 days.
Yep.
She's coming home tonight. The other day... 2-3 days ago, I go in there to brush
yesterday.
My teeth. I've been using some kind of Sensodyne bull crap that nobody wants in their mouth. That stuff sucks.
I ran out of toothpaste yesterday.
Yeah.
And came into your bathroom and found that one and stole it because I couldn't find... We usually have like a storage of like toothpastes and toothbrushes.
I think
like
we do somewhere. I don't know where.
It has to be somewhere. But because mom's out of town, I don't know where it is.
Yeah. I think it's in a drawer or in a maybe
so
in a cold storage or something.
Sorry, I stole
but then
toothpaste.
You didn't say anything.
Well, it was late at night and you had your stupid... Oh, should we talk about your stupid headphones?
She doesn't like my headphones because I can't hear anything. Well, that's the point.
They're really good noise canceling. They're fantastic.
Or they're noise isolation.
However...
What?
I can literally be in the same room as you screaming your name.
Yeah.
I could be being murdered in the next room and you would not know.
That's true. These are my over-the-ear... who makes them? Shoot. I forgot. Anchor, maybe? Whoever it is.
They're too good.
They're pretty good. And they block Soundcore. Who makes Soundcore? Anchor? I think it is. Someone in the chat will know. And they block out everything. So when Carter is just like feet away,
literally,
I still can't
I'll
hear.
Be like, Scott, like right in your ear.
Yeah.
Or right next to your ear.
Why do you think I got them?
So that a murderer can get into the house and you won't even notice.
Oh, now. Come on now. Well, anyway, so Kim's been gone, and because of that, no toothpaste, and that sucked. So I used this little weird, thin, white with like nondescript black letter Sensodyne thing. They don't even advertise it up. It's like just the most basic. It looks like it came out of some doctor's office.
It's a generic brand.
It tastes
garbage.
Like butt. And I think it works. Paste. I think it's like working, but
yeah.
I like my minty fresh Crest or whatever it is that you have that you stole.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm taking
it's
it back
Colgate,
tonight.
By the way.
Colgate?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're a Colgate family.
Why are we a Colgate family? We have always gotten
Mom
Colgate.
Mom buys the toothpaste.
I should ask her. What's her deal with Colgate? Why is she, you know, is she from the 50s?
What?
Because that's when you, I always think of Colgate in the, like.
Why?
Colgate. Brought to you by Colgate. They were always around then.
Were they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They were the toothpaste to be.
Then. They've like evolved.
Well, they've definitely been around. I suppose there's something to that.
I need you to remove that page that you have up on your computer. It's distracting me.
This one?
Yeah.
Why was it bugging you?
It was distracting me.
Oh, well, chat, look, we talked about this in pre-show, but we have picked the game for our Patreon playthrough.
Yep.
It's called Harold Halibut. And it's a crazy game where they took clay figures, scanned them in, and then did mocap performances for them,
mm-hmm.
but then still made them seem stop motion somehow.
I still think the backgrounds are the most impressive part.
And the backgrounds are all physical backgrounds,
yeah,
right?
They made them all and then scanned them in.
And Carter likes making little tiny things, so it's like right up her alley. So anyway, I'll hide it so it doesn't bug you.
The video was playing and it was just distracting me. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all fine. You're easily distracted, I've learned. You're like a bird.
Like a bird.
Like a bird. You know that song?
Yes, I do.
Anyway, so toothpaste aside.
I'm easily distracted.
Oh, and also pre-show, we mentioned that Carter and I are going to do a doodle on the air today. And then at the end of the show, we'll mail these to somebody in here who wins.
Some rando.
Yeah, so be at the live show and then you get chances at stuff like this.
Yeah.
Also, you may notice today is a Tuesday, not a Monday. This is called the Monday show. And it's a Tuesday, so that's pretty effed up.
Yeah.
And the reason that happened
people.
Is because Carter had a tattoo
I had a
appointment.
Tattoo appointment.
A tattooist was supposed to tattoo her.
Tattooist. And it was kind of a big one, which is why we decided to move the show, because I didn't know when I would get back.
Where's it going?
My whole right arm.
Oh, you're doing a sleeve?
Well, I'm filling it. So I have a bunch on this arm already, but I'm going to just fill them in.
Can you show any like of that? Between. Is it hard to pull up? Okay, there's a fish.
There's my fish. I got my bird skull.
Bird skull. I can't fish. Go higher than that. It's all animals.
It's a bunch of animals and plants.
And then the other side, she's got that same fish, but in skeletal. Oh, wait, let me pull it up. Skeletal version of the fish. There it is. Oh, it's hard to see it. Same fish, skeleton.
It's like mirrored.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I had this tattoo appointment, as you can tell by the way we're talking about it, it did not happen.
I mean, we still didn't do the show because you weren't home. You were gone.
Yeah. Well, and we planned on moving it anyway, so yeah.
But here's what happened. This wasn't you delaying it. Just like last time this was supposed to be done, they put you off.
Yes.
And they said, we have a reason, whatever the reason
what
was.
What happened is, so I was on my way. I had emailed her earlier this morning to be like, hey, can you send me the address?
Yeah.
Just to like double check because I ended up finding it on my own. But it took me a minute to find it. No, I just can't breathe.
Why can't you breathe? You should breathe.
I'm bad breathing.
You have bad breath.
Anyway.
All right. Anyway. Yeah. Continue.
So she messages me and she's like, I totally forgot. I thought I messaged everyone who had appointments this week. Their AC broke in the studio.
Mm.
So they had a crew in this week to fix it. So obviously you can't have like that going on while you're tattooing.
Why is it really hot in there?
I don't know if it's hot, but like the noise of fixing an AC machine, I imagine is a pain. And like, you know what I mean? Like,
are
it's
they
just
connected
not
to like a pizza place and the oven's right there next to them? I mean, you never know.
It's
with these
1,000
things.
Degrees. No. So she was really apologetic and felt really bad.
And they're going to do the rest of your arm
for
free.
So because she's now delayed me twice, she's like, I will not do like the rest. So I did a deposit, but she's like, the rest of the tattoo, like,
so they'll keep your deposit. Whatever was left is now on them. They're doing that for free.
Basically for free. So I get kind of a free tattoo, which is cool.
So I don't think it's that bad of news.
It actually
news.
Worked out. Yeah. And I ended up paying out my friends who lives near the tattoo place for like all day. Played video games while she worked and
which friend
then
is
got
this?
Dinner.
First name?
Marissa.
Marissa. She's the one that's got the good job at the game place?
Yeah. She's the one who's an amazing artist.
Yeah.
All my friends are really good artists, but
so
Marissa has like a fancy art job.
Yeah, she also got commissioned to do the art for
Netflix.
Netflix, what was the show?
Shadow and Bone.
She
did one of the covers.
Got canceled, but she did one of the covers, and it looked. And we have that
she's
somewhere?
So good. I don't know.
It's so good.
It's so good. She's so good.
It's gross, actually.
But
it's gross how good it is.
Yeah,
I mean, you're friends, man.
I know.
Bunch of talented weirdos.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, I burped and then made a sound on the microphone when I did it.
I'm so happy for you.
Well, you know. What are you going to do? Been eating a lot of jambalaya since we made it. Oh, that's the other thing.
Oh, great. That was a really good transition there.
I'm a pro. Been doing this a long time. You know how long this will be that I've been actively podcasting?
How long?
As of last year. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Holy crap. I don't want to think about this. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So I started technically putting MP3s up on the internet in show form before it was called podcasting in 1999. How many years ago is that? In 2019, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah. So
right?
25
years ago. In 2023 is when I started. In 2003, I started doing it more in earnest, like a regular thing. The podcasting stuff was on its way in terms of the technology and all that. So technically last year it would be 20 years active. But then if you look at it from the point of view of when did podcasting become, you know, the whole subscribe to the RSS feed on your phone or your iPod or whatever, that happened in 2004. So this year is officially 20 years.
Wow, that's gross. I hate it.
It is gross.
You've been doing it basically my whole life. I remember the early days.
I don't make enough money, though, doing it.
You make enough to live.
Yeah, that's all I care about. Actually. I don't need to be rich. What was the other thing I was going to say? I forgot.
I
oh, anyway, so we cooked. We made jambalaya.
Yes.
Carter and I made...
Because mom is gone.
It's what do you call it? Vegetarian jambalaya, but it does have chicken stock.
Yes.
So just...
Chicken broth.
Calm down, everybody, with your... Well, wait, that's not... We know.
Everyone relax.
We know.
The point is, you didn't have to draw attention to it, you know? Now people
well, it's
are going to be
video.
Like, oh, barely.
Yeah, but they see it and you pour it. And we also said it. Someone's going to notice. We may as well get out in front of it.
Uh-huh.
Take it. Own it.
The point is none of this matters. Nothing in life matters, really.
Whoa. That's a dark take.
But we made jambalaya.
It was good.
It was good.
Still good.
It was a mess. Go watch the video. It was fun.
There's half a bowl in the fridge I will finish tonight for my dinners. Yeah. I'm going to eat while you guys go to the airport. And what was that you just did?
I just tapped my phone for the chat.
Oh.
Relax. What is your problem tonight?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel brain dead.
Going insane.
I had a busy day. I did. This is my third show today.
I also had a busy day.
Yeah.
Work. Just work.
We walked the dog and let Rainer poo all over Tarnation.
That's true. My gosh. She's so small and had so much poo.
She got the diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Well, soft serve. Wasn't quite the
right. You had to pick it up. I don't know.
Yeah, it was warm. I almost launched it at you, though. That was funny. Did.
You like flicked it at me.
Carter standing next to me. We're out walking by the school, and Rainer pulls on her little corded leash, which is like a
long... It's like the pull-out kind.
Yeah, and she did it just the right time where it snapped and took the bag with it, and
flung
that bag
it at
of
me.
Poo just went... Whoa! Right at Carter, Mr. Barely. And it wasn't tied up. I hadn't tied it up yet. I usually do. And
it's gross.
It is gross. Freaking sick.
Nasty.
Anyway, we did that. And that was nice.
Yeah.
You get out there and walk, everybody. The weather's, you know, turning. I wore a coat because I thought it was colder than it was. And it was freaking hot.
It was hot out. I was just in like a sweatshirt. But even then, it was so hot.
Yeah. But it's also good to, you know, you want to sweat.
Sweat.
Yeah. What's the point of living?
A hork out.
If you can't hork out. Anyway, so yeah, we're on day 5. Kim will be home tonight, or day 6, whatever it is.
Whatever.
She left Thursday.
Mom is coming back, and that's what matters.
Thursday?
The dogs are extra stupid when she's gone.
Oh, they're so stupid.
They're so dumb.
They're already stupid, but...
But they're so much dumber whenever
Mom's
gone.
Bonus stupidity coming out of those animals.
Dopes.
I think they see her as the alpha dog, and when she's gone, they get weird.
Like, yeah. Like the...
Who's in charge?
The order is off.
The dynamic changes. And I feel like they're going to fight each other for dominance. Like, who's going to be the new alpha dog? I really do. Like, there's a weird instinct thing kicking in.
Yeah.
And then it just doesn't work out because they're all so stupid.
They're all dumb.
Rainer thinks she's a boy half the time who needs to mate pillows.
Oh, my gosh. She humps pillows so hard that her collar falls off.
Her collar falls off.
And so you'll see, like, in the middle of the living room, there'll be a pillow and her collar. And you're just like, Rainer.
Yeah. The aftermath of her sin. And then sometimes I'll walk in on her while she's in the middle of it, and she looks embarrassed.
She's like, oh.
She'll stop and go, it's just me and the pillow.
So stupid.
And the pillow never has a say.
No.
It's all
non-consensual.
It's all pretty grim. And she's just so stupid. But whatever. She phantom buries pee.
She does.
She'll pee five yards that way, walk 5 yards this way, and then try to bury
Start
it from
kicking,
there.
Yeah. Kicking the grass.
It's just old.
She's just a mess.
Ancient wolf bits are just way deep down
jammed
in these
into
dogs.
This horrible, anxious little dog.
Yeah.
This creature who today was sleeping on the couch. I needed it to move.
Yeah.
So I kind of picked her up and like, usually when I do that, I kind of shove my hand just like right under her like chest bit just to get her to like stand.
Was it all wet?
She
sweats.
It's like sticky.
Yeah, she sweats.
Like she's excreting something.
She is. She does. She's sweating
it's
there.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah. People always say dogs don't sweat. It's actually bullcrap. They do. They sweat through their paws and a little bit under here.
I don't know. That's not sweat. It is like goop.
No,
something's
it's just,
wrong
she's
with
just
your dog.
Hot and sweaty.
So gross.
She's fine.
I feel like I have to wash my hands. Every
I mean,
time
I love
her.
You should, but I love her and she better never die.
Yeah.
You know,
not allowed.
I have a soft spot for Rainer. Always will.
She's a sweet baby.
Also
a disaster.
Yeah, all those things are true.
All is true.
All is true. Nothing is fake. You guys, we got to talk about this huge. Oh my gosh, there's so many more texts.
Oh no, I mean, yay!
We've
but
apparently
dang.
Created a monster here. So let me start with some of the older stuff because they're starting to smell. Okay, they're getting old. How about this one? Was at a Costco the other day. Says somebody. And I saw these Reese's Pieces Oh Frozen Fruit. Thought you'd like to see them.
What?
Yeah, I know. This
what
is
does that mean?
Very weird. Here they are. Chat, we'll have you give you a look as well.
Frozen fruit.
Look at that. Frozen fruit. These must be like...
What does that mean?
I don't know. I still don't know. I assume it's chocolate.
Like chocolate dipped things?
Dipped, but with fruit in there. Like maybe there's fruit. Strawberries trapped in the icy bar. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
What does that mean?
I don't get it.
I can't
either.
Actually imagine what that is.
And why is it on the Bud Light? What's going on with that?
It's where it belongs.
I mean, there's more to this picture. Hold on. Yeah, the whole beer. This is the whole beer section.
I bet someone just dumped it. someone was like, I'm going to get these, and then saw the Bud Light and was like, actually, I want that instead, and left a keep frozen box on top of the Bud Light.
And those are called, whatever that is, Crazy Cuisine?
Oh, it's probably like TV dinner kind of thing? Hold on. It says keep frozen, and it's clearly not frozen, so that's
Crazy shame. Cuisine. Yeah, that is shame.
Shame on them.
Shameful. All right, well, whatever. We'll never know, I guess, because this isn't the kind of thing people can send us and put in the P.O. box. It's frozen.
Oh, you get one of those frozen boxes. You know those that have like the insulation on the top and bottom?
But who is that worth it to?
Don't do that.
Don't do that to us.
I'm really, if anyone's had this, tell us. But yeah.
Pick it up and let us know.
It seems weird.
Got another one here from, let's see here. Oh, you're always talking about circus peanuts. I can't even remember what they taste like, James the trucker says.
Go eat some.
So he bought some. Did we talk about these last week?
I think
Stuckies
we did.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at them.
Delicious.
Stuckies, they were down south when I was down there, so mm-hmm. I assume that's what this is. It's like a truck stop thing.
I have a bag of those in my room right now.
These right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're bad. They're terrible. We've established this. This is old news now.
We're going to still fight about it.
Yeah, that's fine. Here's one. Speaking of Dune books, have either of you heard the Josh Brolin behind-the-scenes photography that he did, the photography book he did? He also did some poetry.
Oh.
He wrote poems about, like, Shimalamale. What's his name?
Timmy Doobadabaday. Yeah.
$60. It's called Dune Exposures. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble. I'll show a
that
link
sounds
there.
Sounds weird.
Yeah. It's by Josh Brolin and also somebody named Greg Fraser. And I think the idea is that he walked around
just
taking photos.
With the camera.
This is a terrible preview. They don't want to give you.
Oh, there they are hanging out laughing.
That's so silly. It's like a behind the scenes book.
Yeah. And it was, you know, they were in very, very hot locales.
Hot.
I want to say Namibia or Namibia. Namibia. Anyway, whatever it is. And these are terrible previews, but it looks like they're having a great time. And I like Josh Brolin
fun.
A lot. I think he's a weirdo. And I love that he does weird stuff like this.
Yeah. He's just living, man.
Dude's my age. And
just having a time.
Being weird. So thank you for that. That's cool. Go check for it. It's called, where's the name? Dune Exposures. All right. It'd be funny if it was him just dropping his pants in front of everybody. And Brolin.
Exposure's like a camera thing.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Amy wrote in, says, here's a little dog, Violet, stretched out longer than she's ever been.
Show us the
dog. I realize this is very visual, people at home. All right. You're going to have to just show up live, I guess.
Bear with us. Blending into this blanket.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Big time. Oh, I can see it now.
See it now?
Yeah. I mean, head. I can see her. I just.
What dog? What kind of dog? This is a Chihuahua, is it? Did she say?
It looks Chihuahua-like.
I like those little things. I know people
They're
are
so
weird
cute.
About them. Do you want to hear a pug making weird sounds?
Yeah. Always.
I played this for you earlier. Hold on. It's really bad. Here you go. It's amazing.
I don't know what it was about that sound, but it made my ears pop.
Did they really?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that my ears needed to pop.
Where you didn't feel stuffy before? Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I'm stuffy. Hold on. Test.
Can you not do the thunder?
You know what I did? You know what I maybe did? Maybe I dropped my headphones because I did. Maybe there's something wrong with them. There's no maybe about it.
You need to try different headphones and then you'll be able to know what it is.
All right.
Regardless, can you not do the thunder things in your ears?
What are thunder things?
Where like you make like a thunder noise and it pops your ears?
Like
no, like I'm doing it right now.
Oh, where you can kind of go.
You move the muscles in your ears and
go
to
the back of your those muscles.
It
kind of
sounds like thunder or like a booming.
Let me try it. Yep, nothing pops.
Okay.
Can you hear? You can only hear your own though.
No, you can only hear your own. Like I was just curious.
I
know
I do
some
it right
people
now.
Can't
Tell me
do
if you
it.
Can hear it. Ready? Listen. Can you hear it?
But that was a good bit.
That was stupid.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, Amy, for that, as usual. Very nice. These dogs, man, I love pets.
Yeah.
Here's one. Monday show on your talk about robots. One of the coolest applications of technology I've seen was at a restaurant in Tokyo. These robot avatars were controlled by disabled individuals who otherwise can't leave their house.
That's awesome.
I know. It's like that episode of...
it's kind of magic.
Bob's Burgers, I think,
Bob
or Tina.
Boikas.
Tina was on a screen.
Oh, yeah, the little, like, rolly screen.
Yeah. Reminds me of that. The restaurant was called Dawn Avatar Robot Cafe. Every member of staff except the chefs were these robots that were piloted by real people who could see hear, sorry, who could see, hear, and talk. This technology is slowly being rolled out in other industries. Take a look at
that's
their
so
robots.
That's so interesting, because then you get people who otherwise might not be able to work as well.
Yeah, that's awesome, actually.
That's really cool.
So you got somebody stuck in a wheelchair, whatever it is.
Oh, they're so terrifying.
Oh, it's Tanner. Tanner and Alex. I didn't realize this was Tanner's email. He did go to Japan last year. So look at that little thing.
I love Japan.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, beep.
Japan's weird.
Japan is weird, man. What are they doing?
They're just doing stuff, I swear.
But look at that. This little robot.
It's cool. It's terrifying, but it's cool.
And the lady. Oh, she's even waving. So that's the person.
Aw.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? I love this.
That's pretty great.
That's
what are you guys
really
eating
neat.
There? Look at all that food. I want everything they have right there. I snorted.
Are you okay?
Yep. I'm good. I need your mom to get home. Here's one. On the Monday show, you were talking about books versus ebooks, vinyl, etc. I'm at this place where I have physical copies of my favorite books or albums, and anything else is just fine being digital. Frost Min is who sent that. Yeah. That's kind of...
I'm sorry.
You yawned again.
Sorry.
That's because we do this at night.
I'm a little sleepy. It's been a long day, and I did not sleep last night.
Well, don't... It's your show. You can't yawn.
I'm trying not to.
I'm strying.
I'm stwying. Goodness gracious.
Anyway, do you do this? You should do this. The books you want to keep as a big deal, the ones that really matter to you, you have physical vinyl albums that really matter to you, that kind of stuff. But then anything else.
That's kind of how I do it, but I don't.
That's kind of how I do it.
I mean, how I do it, I with books, because I haven't been reading a lot lately. It's bad. But with books, I own the ones I love.
Yeah.
And the ones that I'm like, that I haven't read, the ones that I just don't know, usually someone will give me to borrow.
Right.
And so I don't own it. I just give it back.
Right.
And
do you, who do you mostly borrow things from?
My friend.
Besides
Alicia,
toothpaste.
Alicia.
Okay.
And my sister, Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor and Alicia, always with the stuff.
Those are the two who usually lend me books. I have three of Taylor's books in my room right now that I have not. I've read halfway through one, and the other two I haven't even cracked open because I started Lord of the Rings again.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's because you bought those little biblical versions of
it. Yeah, I got these like little tiny versions that are like pocketbook size. They're really nice.
The paper's like thin scripture paper.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It
looks
like little Bibles.
Which makes it able to be smaller.
Yeah. I can't read. That text too small for me.
Really?
I mean, I can, but if I strain.
Hurt your eyes.
Yeah.
Man, I could see that.
I have friends who can't do it at all unless they wear like corrective lenses.
Corrective.
Corrective. Thank you for that. That's great. Our digital physical lifestyle needs all the work.
What were we talking about the other day that was about, we were talking about after our show, the digital stuff versus physical. Oh, it was pictures.
What do you mean?
Remember we were talking about pictures?
Oh, how old people show wallets.
Yeah. And how like,
and now we just
we
open
have
our
this,
phones.
There's like a funny disconnect between like not enough pictures in the past, but like now we have too many to the point where it's like my phone is full, but I have no idea like even
no, it's overwhelming.
Where everything is.
Your mom doesn't even know how to dump what she has on there.
Yeah. And so it's like, there's definitely a middle ground of like, if you want physical pictures.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, you know.
Because this is what we were saying. My dad was a photographer, so he did a lot of photos. And so we had an unusual situation where that was happening a lot.
A lot of pictures of you.
But
as
a lot
kid.
Of it's like slides and old tech and some
and
old
blurry.
Negatives and stuff. Blurry, some of it. Especially the older he got because he got cataracts and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah. When you guys, your marriage pictures, your like engagement photos, they're
it's
so
like
blurry.
And it's so stupid. but we didn't know. He never told me.
I actually love it. It kind of gives it a cool ethereal effect.
Sort
of.
To me, it looks like glamour shots at the mall.
It kind of is like that.
I don't love that.
It's fun.
But anyway, the point is, so I was sort of used to having lots of photos of everybody in the family all the time growing up. But most people, like Kim's house, pictures of nobody.
No,
just like
they
three
had like,
photos.
They have like a bunch from big family get-togethers, but other than that, no one ever had a camera.
No, that was some highfalutin tech for these Southerners down there. So they would. So what you do have, you really cherish, right? Kim's got these couple of pictures of her where she's very young, and it's like, oh, I'll never lose these.
You
scan
know what
them in. You know,
sold me on physical pictures.
What's that, Carter? What sold you on physical pictures?
I have a Polaroid camera. It's like the full size square. It's a newer one,
right?
And they're kind of expensive. The film
is an actual Polaroid.
It is Polaroid
not
brand.
Brand.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
I thought they
says it on the
gone.
Front.
Like toast.
I think someone bought them and
someone
they kept
owns the
branding.
Name? Okay,
yeah.
It's like Atari or
yeah,
even Sega. They're just different now. Yeah,
but yeah, no, I got one and it was right before I went to Iceland because I was like, I kind of want to try this new thing. It'll be fun. So I go and I have these photos and I took a bunch of like random people because like I have the camera and I'm taking them.
Yeah.
And I remember one day one of my me and my friend had like gotten home and I was like, oh, this one developed. Like, do you want it? And I handed her this picture and she's like, this is the best thing ever.
Really?
Like to be handed a physical image that's so cool and so like, we're in Iceland. Like, this is so awesome. And I think that's what made me go, oh, like there's something to this.
There is something to it. I agree.
And more like, than just being like, oh, make sure you send me all those photos on your phone.
Yeah. The big, the comparison we were making was saying like, so Taylor with her two babies.
Yeah.
She's got miles of photos and video now that no other parents in any other era had.
Just right? never ending.
Just
photos.
Didn't have it. They have high definition, 60 frame per second HDR memories.
These kids' whole lives.
Right. And does any of it become, it's not that the kids are any less special, but
do they, when you've got a catalog of photos,
yeah, do they matter as much when you have that many?
Yeah.
I don't know. Scarcity is sometimes cool, I think.
Yeah. And even not scarcity, but just like enough scarcity that it becomes a little more precious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Check this out. Here's somebody with a little conspiracy going.
Oh, okay.
And it's along these lines.
All right.
This is for the Monday show, it says.
Okay.
Listening to the latest episode, I am 100% sure, 100% in agreement with Carter. I am done with streaming and the digital world. Oh. And I feel like a huge backlash is coming. I've gone back to collecting Blu-rays, DVDs, VHSs, CDs, and actual books. I want to own my things and have them in my hands to actually hold. Hmm. The bubble is going to burst on streaming services soon, and I am preparing to unplug. Keep putting out great shows. This is Jay Funktastic.
This is very...
It's a little conspiratorial.
The way you're reading it is more conspiratorial.
I know.
Than
I kind of added tone. This is what you do. You add tone to things.
I actually... It's so funny. Me and my friends will go to like thrifting places and we'll go to like the DVD section and we always talk about like what DVDs, if all streaming went down tomorrow but you could still watch DVDs, what would you like to have that you'd be willing to like watch over and over, and those are the ones you get, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a little stack over there and it's all stuff that either you can't find streaming ever, like the Hellboy cartoons, random Hong Kong films from the 80s that I love.
70s is the ones you like.
Yeah, 70s. Well, like early 80s are like the prime.
The prime of Kung Fu bad dub.
So much fun. Yeah, they're so great. Fun.
I love it too.
I have The Iron Giant. I have Chicken Run. Yeah, like these movies that I love and care about, I have those.
You already have them. But here's the... Okay, I'm going to just throw this out there. These are also digital things.
Yes.
All right? DVDs, Blu-rays.
Streaming is... digital is not... Streaming is the problem.
I'm not going to wait around. Okay, I will agree with people that waiting around to make sure that Netflix hangs on to something. I think that's all ephemeral. I don't think of any of it as permanent.
Yeah.
So
that's why this feels
I'm
more
there
permanent.
For while it's there and it's great and whatever. Yeah. If I cancel, fine, I cancel. But if I buy, like today, Dune Part 2 came out on digital purchase and rent.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that tonight for $30, whatever it is. Yeah. And I will then have a 4K.
Well, you have your like
UHD,
your little Blu-ray Mad Max over there.
I do. Well, someone sent me that. But the point, and I love it. And I'm never getting rid of it, right? But the point is, like, I feel good with that purchase.
Yeah.
That to me is a thing I now own. Now you can say, well, Scott, you don't really own it. They could DRM something, something. It will stop going. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but that would suck.
I'll always get it. You know what? I'm not going to have, it's not going to be like, unless we go to Fallout times, I'm not going to suddenly go, every copy of Dune is unavailable. And like, it's just, it's going to be everywhere.
Do you ever think, this is kind of switching subjects, but do you ever think that Fallout times would actually be like really nice sometimes?
Well, we talked about this last week, how we missed the part of the pandemic, which was a little isolating. At least Carter and I did.
Where we got a little bit of space to breathe.
Yeah, and everybody slowed down and the sky cleared a little bit and there wasn't like, you know, 400 pounds of pollution every 4 feet.
People were baking and making weird things and learning
the bread
new
apocalypse
tasks.
Of the 2020s. Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't mind that again.
I think
that
okay.
part, that aspect.
I am playing, yes, that aspect. Because playing the games, there's plenty I don't want to see.
Yeah.
But and since I just watched the show, I got really back into playing, which I think a lot of people are doing right now.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, man. Dude, the thing is that. Sometimes just like pure survival sounds a lot nicer than the stress that we live through every day.
Yeah.
Like those guys that were on that raft
yeah.
for like 28 days and they got rescued. And the one guy literally was like, Yeah, it was a really nice break from everything.
Yeah.
Like surviving in the ocean on like coconuts that would float by. And that was nice.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like it, for me, it's more like if somebody said to me tomorrow, they said, hey, Scott, we have this farm in rural wherever and we need you to, you know what? If you want it, it's yours. Come take it. You'll now
Stardew
own the
Valley
farm.
Is what you're talking about.
I don't. Well, not even that because I don't care about the people in town. Which
no. I'm just saying that's
that.
What that's the story of Stardew Valley is your grandfather like
left
you
a farm.
Farm.
Yeah, that's true. But if they just said, "Here it goes, you got room for chickens and pigs and all this," and I would absolutely do it.
It is. I would like before they stop talking.
Heartbeat. Even though I don't, I've never done this.
I'd be like, "Where are we
it
going?
Doesn't matter
Let's
to
go."
Me. And like I've said it somewhere else, probably other shows, but I like the extremes. Give me a penthouse apartment. Somewhere in the middle of a big, huge city.
I agree with this.
Or give me a way out there in the
just
middle
like
of nowhere
off
freaking
the grid.
Farm. Well, I do want Wi-Fi, or I do want fiber if I can get it. Because there is that.
But why would you want it at that point?
I mean, maybe if I'm, I don't know, if I'm really old and retiring and who cares.
Get a landline phone.
I don't know, dude. It's something about that, though. You're right. There's a feeling to it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Darksting here says this next one, loving the Monday show in regards to the robot discussion. A little theme going here with the way
robot
doing it. I think Carter wants an R2-D2 to beep and boop. Love the show. I don't remember the reference. What were we talking about?
We were talking about how I don't like robots in their current form because they are all made by corporations who are trying to get data from you.
Yeah, but where else are you going to get them?
Well, that's what this person's saying is like, you have a robot that's built just because it is.
Yeah, but that's a weird assumption that R2-D2 doesn't collect data. I think he probably does.
Yes, but not for some corporation who's trying to ruin your life.
For the Empire.
What?
For the Empire.
Is this your controversy
I'm
of
saying,
Star Wars?
What I'm saying is in Star Wars, something like 3PO is a better example. He's a protocol droid, and he knows all these languages and all this stuff. There's no way he's not collecting data that will then be used or sold somewhere to somebody. Guaranteed.
But it isn't.
But, well, we don't know that because they don't get into it. But how do we know that all droids aren't some big mega corporation that makes
Maybe.
Droids?
Maybe. My point is I want a droid to be my little friend and not to be
You
the
think
slave
it's all Anakin out
in
the middle of nowhere taking two batteries and a piece of chicken and making a robot out of it.
I mean, that's literally what he did.
Well, no, they were old droids and he put them together.
Yeah, but like he built C-3PO.
Sort of. From other
Anakin
parts.
Anakin did.
From other
yeah,
protocol droids.
But it was
parts.
A new droid.
Sort of.
Rebirth.
I don't know. They retconned that. That was lame. yeah. Okay. Hey, Scott and Carter, can you cover weird eggs in excruciating detail on the Monday show? I feel like it's time. No, but we will do a new video where I make them.
We're going to do a weird egg video?
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hell yeah.
I grew up with these, so I'm actually very excited.
Yeah, we're going to do weird eggs. We're going to do Doggeritos. We're going to do Carter's morning egg bowl breakfast bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Can't pick my
I can make rice balls too. I know how to make those.
Yeah, with the fish in it.
Those are a mess.
Not the fish, the tuna. It is fish.
It is fish. Tuna is a fish.
Yeah, tuna. That's what they call it, tuna fish.
Yeah.
So we're going to make those. Kim has committed. She told me today that she's going to do a reaction video to our jambalaya cooking.
Oh, gosh.
Video. Yeah, dude.
She's going to be too nice.
Well, of
Mom's
course she
nice.
Will. Mom doesn't know how to be mean. She doesn't know how to be like critical. She just won't do it. But we're going to make her do it. She's going to do it. Anyway, so yeah, watch for that. Coming up soon, the cooking video really did well. Like, bunch of views, lots of comments and engagement. I think we got to make more of those.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Hi, Carter and Scott. I saw this comic and thought immediately of your discussion about orcas on the latest Monday show. Enjoy, Kristen from Toronto. And here is that cartoon. which I will now share with everybody and read for those folks at home. Here you go.
Do you see this, Carter? Here, I'll read it.
Orcas are often called the bullies of the sea.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
How do you respond?
This was posted the same... I think it was the same day or the day after we were talking about orcas. Right. By this artist. And this, her name's Sarah... Well,
that's why they...
Sanderson.
That's why they sent this to us. So, get a load of this dweeb, says the orca. Did your mom pick you out of your shirt, loser? Well, smash your rudder, bro. Yeah. Orcas are mean, dude.
Yeah.
That's the point, though.
I love that for them.
Yeah, I also like this cartoonist. She's great. She's got a good following.
Yeah, she's awesome.
This is she. I'm not miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Sarah Anderson. She's cool. She's on. She makes everything.
Jeannie emailed us. This is Jeannie.
G. Kenny.
Yeah, G. Kenny. Hello, Scott and Carter. A couple of comments. Number one, the paying a subscription conversation. The doorbell camera I got is no subscription, no cloud. The bell slash cam outside next to the door, the home base, is the house with the SD card in it. App is on the phone, all on Wi-Fi from my router. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
We use Wyze, and I don't do their cloud thing.
Yeah, no.
And then also reading. She went hybrid. I'm in a small house with limited shelf space. Impossible to keep many physical books here. Fiction is on the Kindle. History, bibliography, nonfiction are all physical books on the shelf. Kindle really only works well with text, no images, problem solved. I agree, Jeannie. I'm with her. That's how I do it. We got a lot of cool books on the shelf, but they're like showy, photo-y,
I have a lot arty. Of art books.
Yeah. They're not like thick words
I love my
only.
Books.
Yeah. But I also love my Kindle. It's the only thing from Amazon I actually really, really like. Everything else is kind of, it's all right.
It's kind of whatever.
I'm trying to just catch up on these, you guys. Sorry, these are all emails today or texts. Aussie Fudd in the chat or in the Discord. Do you know that name?
Nope.
All right.
Not even a little.
Are you listening to me over there?
I'm drawn okay. And listening.
All right, great. I'm already done. I just drew a goofy, here's what I did, everybody. I didn't go too crazy. Carter probably went crazy. Here. See? Can you see it, chat? It's just a... I can't see him. See? Carter?
Oh, I love
That's
him.
That's my guy.
I'm excited for you to see my
and
thing.
I'll sign
it's
it.
Weird as hell.
About King of the Hill, Dale's voice.
Yeah.
I feel like the easy answer are Dale... Are Dale deciding to change how he talks so the government can't track him? That or an accident with his bug extermination chemical damages his vocal cords makes his voice sound a bit different. Aussie Fudd in the Discord.
It'll make me sad either way.
I don't mind when that stuff happens, like with not Rick and Morty, the other one, Solar Opposites.
They also did a Rick. Well, I guess the guy who's doing Rick and Morty just sounds like Rick.
Yeah, they're doing impressions of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, but yeah, no the.
But in Solar Opposites, they got
Dan
Stevenson in there, and it's great the way they did it, right?
Yeah,
but that didn't involve somebody's death.
No.
That's just Justin Roiland effing off.
It's weirder when it's someone who is a good person who died and was such an integral part of this thing.
Yeah, it's hard, man. Also, you know what I found out yesterday? Do you know the guy that does Brack's voice? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Brack.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. You know who I mean?
Yeah.
Brack from Space Ghost Coast to Coast and the Brack Show and all that. I didn't know this. The guy's a driver for Amazon and has nothing. He's like a totally like bottom of the rung. Everybody just like left him.
That's sad.
I can't.
Or is he like a douchebag?
I don't know. I can't find anything that says he is. I mean,
that's what like. If he's a bad dude, then fine. But if he's like a normal guy, that sucks.
He's got a TikTok channel. And he seems nice enough. It's weird hearing him talk though, because it's just Brack. Maybe that's the problem. He's just Brack. There was no other range to it. I heard him on a King of the Hill episode, but he's just doing Brack. It's the same voice.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all. Thanks, Aussie Fudd. What a weird name. Here's another one. Back to the circus peanuts. You ready for some more circus peanuts, Carter? Are you paying attention to me? You listening
I'm
to me?
I'm listening.
It says, okay, so I don't remember if I ever had them, but me and Sarah bought some circus peanuts. This is probably JK Grammar. Carter is right. They're actually really good. Definitely a banana type flavor. Well, all right. See, another banana or a believer in the banana flavored deal.
We should sign these little cards, just FYI.
Well,
yeah, no, they're
we
really good.
We should sign them. Why wouldn't we sign them? Yeah, of course we're signing them.
We should sign them.
Yeah, we totally should. Okay. But look at those right there. Look at those big beefy buddies.
Beefy buds.
Look at this. I'll zoom right in.
Don't call them beefy. That's gross.
Why?
No, it's nasty.
Because you don't like meat.
It gives a weird image.
Okay, I think we're almost caught up. Here's one that says... Oh, it's just some follow-up on the jambalaya, which we already talked about. Let's see. Long COVID.
Oh.
Oh, boy. This is from Bob. He says, hey, Scooby Dad. Or hi, Scooby Dad here. I heard you and Carter are talking about her long COVID. I've been dealing with the breathing and fatigue issues since August of 2021. When did you get yours? 22, right?
Yes.
Same as when I got it.
Yeah, December of 22.
Yeah, because that's when you're in Iceland.
Yes.
The original infection was mild, and I received the antiviral antibody infusion that Governor Death Santis was pushing instead of the vaccine, which I had received, as well as the boosters. But this is not fun, and the docs don't know how to deal with it. Hang in there. Love the show, though, too. Oh, Scott, the old lady birthday clip you use on TMS is Carol Channing. No, it's not. He thinks it is, but it isn't. I'll play it for you. You haven't heard it.
Okay. I don't know who Carol Channing is.
When someone has a birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's this old lady. She's an actor. It's an actress who was on The Sopranos. It is not Carol Channing.
Okay.
I watched it. That is not her. That's where I captured it, was from that. But good guess. Also, I think that sucks that anybody has to deal with long COVID stuff. Yeah. Didn't really have it for me and mom.
See, I had a really bad.
You got Icelandic version, and all you had over there was whale blubber and like squid ink.
I literally, because I couldn't go anywhere, and it was the week of Christmas, so like it was hard to get anything.
Yeah.
I sat in bed. I laid in bed and ate like boxes of Cheerios because it's the only thing I had. And then some people cooked for me, which was really lovely. Yeah. Some really nice people. But I laid in bed for like 6 days straight.
Yeah.
And it was really bad. And then I was like, okay, I'm okay. And it was like, I was kind of fatigued. And I was like, okay, I expected this.
Yeah.
And then like last year in probably like May, I was like, okay, my breathing isn't getting better.
Yeah.
It seems to be getting worse.
Even on our walk today, you were winded in a way that wasn't normal. Like
a little huffy puffy.
Yeah.
It's all right. I have an inhaler that I use. I forgot to take it today when we went.
I think
that
just sucks.
It does.
Does it make you mad when people minimize the infection? You know,
I mean, it pisses me off either way. If I didn't have long COVID, it would still piss me off because people who do have long COVID, you know.
Yeah, you're empathetic. Like, that's to their plight.
Just because I don't have it.
No, that's didn't, you know what that means. Kim and I raised you properly. Mm, that's what we did.
It's all you.
When you were little. Well, no, it's now you're yourself. But I think we could have said, "Hey, Carter. Just be a dick."
Yeah.
We could have done
that. You could have said that. Who knows if it would have happened?
I think you would have been a turd.
I think that if...
You've said this before.
If you had stronger rules when we were growing up, I would have been a rotten
kid. If we would have been really hard on you about stuff like not under this roof or all those sorts of stereotypes, you would have rebelled.
Because my instinct, whenever someone says, hey, don't do that thing, is to immediately do that thing.
She doesn't like authority, man. Stick it to the man.
I'm not like mean or anything.
No, you're not. No, you're very kind. You save spiders. What else can you ask for? Here's a final email of the archive. I know we've got some emails in the inbox, but I'm going to read this final one of the archive before we move on. This is from Jason. He says, hey, Scott and Carter, I felt the intro for your Monday show needed more of a start of the week anthem. So, in honor of Carter liking punk, I made this show intro for you using Suno AI, which is a very weird music AI thing.
Interesting.
Anyway, here it is. Let's just play it and see if we hate it or like it. Okay, you ready?
Go.
Here it goes.
Scott and Carter on the scene. This is the place where we all convene. The Monday show, a punk rock dream. Get ready, let's go. You know what I mean.
You know what's freaky? You know what's freaky?
It sounds like every single pop punk album ever.
It's a little too good at what it does. It freaks me out.
Some of the words, though, the dude was singing, it was like you could hear a little bit of funny.
Yeah, a little bit of thing. But I've heard others that are worse, like Simlishy sounding garbage. Oh. I heard one from a big one the other day that sounded like this. Just kidding, I didn't hear that.
That made my ears pop again.
Did it?
Yeah, I don't know what it
is that about?
Sound. Didn't happen that
Anyone
time.
Anyone else at home going...
Because it didn't do it that time. I think it's just... Apparently there's pressure or something going on in my head.
I love that, Jason. We won't use it as our main, but I do like it a lot.
Every pop punk band, like jammed into one.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
This is all true. All right, we're going to do, let's do a couple more of these new ones. Hey, Scott and Carter, we're about to eat dinner, but wanted to say hi. By the way, Sarah went to Social Security DPS-2. What? And I got her name officially changed. She is now Mrs. J.K. Grammer.
Oh.
DPS. What does that mean? Department of Poetry Services?
P.
Parental. Paternity. No. Department of.
People suck. People sitting.
The Department of People Sitting. Well, that's good, man. I hope that didn't cost you any money. Here's one. Outside with the puppies.
Oh, puppies.
Oh, your thing didn't come through. It's corrupt.
No! Wait, how dare you? Wait, let me how see dare if, you get my hopes up?
Maybe I can get it to work. Hold on. Can I get it to play? Oh, it's a video file.
Here. Oh.
Here, I'll put it up in here. Can you see it? See Carter?
I'm looking. It's very small.
He's out in the...
Aww.
He's out in the bush or whatever.
I wish we had a better yard.
Come see the daddy.
For my dog.
Oh. I assume that's Ambassador Domo. Also, your video compression is...
Yeah, what?
Greasy. Oh my gosh, dude.
Crusty.
We need a new phone out there for him.
Do you want to see my card?
Yep, we'll see it.
This is a little cowboy bug.
All right, cowboy bug. Oh, wait, your camera's actually showing it, the black and white, better. Did you pencil that or ink it?
Ink.
Oh, I did pencil. Am I lame?
I told you to use the pens and you didn't listen to me.
So there's mine. I just made a weird looking Pac-Man with legs. Carter made a bug with ink. I'm going to shade mine up a little bit before I ship it. But,
he's the town drunk.
We'll both sign him, right?
I've already signed mine.
These are hard because they're distracting to do.
They are distracting. And also, like, my brain stops working when I try to think of things to draw.
Yeah. Which you don't, you know, you don't want that.
Yeah.
How tall is Carter? Ask someone in the chat. I told somebody today I thought you were 6 foot.
I am 6 foot. 6 foot even.
Okay, 6 foot even. I'm 6'3½, 4, somewhere in that range. And so in that video, people are like, whoa.
I also had...
How tall is she? And I'm like, well, and it's more than I'm really
tall. I had
shoes
that had a little bit of,
yeah,
like a...
Oh, yeah,
you're, platform, we showed too, them the, as well, yeah.
The Chuck Taylor.
So, you know? I was a little taller than normal.
Yeah. But yeah, 6 foot. Yeah. She's a six tall foot. Girl. When she was little, you were just normal.
I was tall. Are you kidding?
Not really?
Mom told me that I was like always in the 99th percentile for height.
Maybe, but I don't know. You just never seemed tall to me. You and Tay were about the same children. Height. Yeah, but you and Tay never were like massively different.
I was 3 years younger than Tay, though.
But now you're like
so
a foot taller.
So I was really tall
her.
For my age.
Yeah, now you're like a foot taller, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Dude, the weirdest thing happened today. I can't say it on the air, though. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Something about tall people. I'll tell you later.
All right.
For the Monday show, ask Carter if this is the cutest thing ever. Well, I haven't looked at it, so let's see what it is. Oh, it's little animals doing stuff. Look, Carter.
Mommy.
Look, it is cute.
Oh.
It's a ticky-tack.
Tic-tac.
I don't know. They're just playing.
Babies.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Wait, let's get some audio. I'm with you. Oh, we can't play that? Freaking YouTube will kill us. But it's a cat and a dog having a little moment there.
Each other. Cat and dog like each other, but they also sometimes piss each other off.
It's usually Rainer's fault.
Yeah. I blame your dog.
Hey, Scott and Carter, in your video of you cooking jambalaya, I asked how tall Carter was. She said she was 6 feet, which is pretty damn tall for a girl. I know that you're like 6'3 or 6'4. Are the town crier and your other daughter pretty tall also? If Kim is pretty tall, or what? Or if Carter was just blessed with your genes? Carter's the only one that got my height.
Nick's tall.
Not as tall as you.
Yes, he is. Mm-mm. He's taller than me.
No, he's not.
Nick is 6'1 or 2.
No.
He's like a little bit taller than me.
No.
Yes. How do you not know this?
You sure it's not the hair?
I'm pretty sure it's not the hair. We've measured. He's like an inch or two taller than
me. Why didn't he come do his laundry on Sunday?
Because we couldn't feed him.
Is that why? Well, that's rude.
Because I think Mom told him not to come.
No, we told him to do his laundry. He just didn't have food.
I don't know.
Oh. Well, anyway.
Taylor's short. Mom's tall for a girl, but...
No, Mom and Taylor are average. Like 5'9".
Actually, I found out the average is 5'4 for women in
Hold
the U.S.
on.
Right now.
Hold on.
We looked it up because my friend is 5'4", and she's like, I'm average!
Average woman. Oh, it's the very first search. That's funny. Average human height by country. Ooh, this will be fun.
Mm.
Okay, here you go. If you live in Afghanistan, your average male height is 5'6" tall.
Okay.
That's short.
Yeah.
Your average female height is 5'1". The women are always shorter, usually on average. Let's pick another. Give me a country.
What country do you think is the tallest?
Here. Because we eat a
bunch
of carbs.
I think it's some Nordic country.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's probably
Give me a country. Sweden. What do you want? Sweden? Okay, Sweden.
The Nords are tall.
Average male height, 5'11½". 5.5 for women.
What is the average
for those
in, the US?
In other countries? 181.5 centimeters tall. I'm not doing metric just for the sake of it. Let's see. Switzerland, 5'10". Switzerland, hold on. Taiwan, 5'7". Pretty close to that.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure. Okay, well, let's look at America. United States of America, 5'9" average on male, 5'3.5" for female.
So I'm taller than the male average.
Mom is the the male average, 5'9". So girls
she's
are 5'8".
5'8".
Oh, well, close.
So it's a little shorter.
Let's see. Okay, who's the tallest? I'm trying to do this by oh, okay, here we go. This is good.
I bet the shortest people are like from a country that like Cambodia or something.
They
like
have
like one you don't automatically think of.
They have no male data for Spain. Why?
They refuse to be measured.
It's really weird. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It seems weird.
I also don't love, like, average height stuff confuses me because I'm like, how are you measuring this? Are you just asking people? Because people lie all the time about their height, especially dudes.
Here we go. Dinaric Alps. Average male height, 6'5" Or sorry, 6'1" 5'7" for the ladies.
Which one? What place?
The Dinaric Alps.
Dinaric Alps.
I don't know what that is. That's it. Well, it says
country
or region.
You made a really good
popping
noise just then. Yeah.
How about Bosnia, Herzegovina, 6'5" Netherlands, Montenegro, Serbia.
We're not even close to number one.
This one says your average. This is wrong. Serbia.
Uh-oh.
There's a typo in here. Serbia says people are 11'1" tall on average. Come on.
Do we trust this website anymore?
I don't now. Well, everything else looks normal. That one's effed.
All right.
Germans, 5'11", they're pretty tall. You're right, though, the Icelandic height. There's a bunch of it. Finland, pretty tall. Not Icelandic, Scandinavian.
Nordic. Scandinavian.
Iceland, 11. That one also says 11.5" or 11.5". Oh, no, wait. Well, it can't be 11.5". It'd have to be 11.
It must be missing a number. People in Iceland were very tall, especially the women.
Serbia and Iceland are the only two typos in here. That's weird.
They hate those countries, this website. Anti-countries.
Well, all you eat is fermented fish bodies, or whatever they do there, you're going to...
I'm sure it's more evolution-based than that.
You think?
I think it's probably like colder places have taller people or something.
That's probably true, yeah.
For some reason. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to go with this. Oh, it's almost time. I'm going to read one more. Can you believe how fast this show goes?
Oh my gosh. I feel like we didn't even talk about anything.
It goes so fast. What is up with that? Here's one that is interesting. Hey, Scott and Carter, I wanted to comment on a previous conversation regarding if Carter married somebody whose last name is Carter.
Mm.
Like John Carter from Mars.
From Mars.
What's another Carter famous? Chris Carter, who's created the X-Files. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
He's old, though. Too old for you.
I'm pretty sure all these people are too old for me.
Chris Carter? Yeah, he's like 60s. That's all I can think of. I know there's more. Nick Carter, the boy band extraordinaire.
Yes.
Nick Carter. You'd love to be married to a guy whose first name is your brother's name.
Yeah. last name is my name. Fantastic.
That's great. Anyway, I actually live near the same and last name. And let me tell you, growing up is a lot of jokes, but in business, it actually really is awesome because people never forget. So it works well with coworkers and clients. Downside is always that they think I'm lying and trying to make reservations. Anywhere is also a big LOL. Thanks for playing Forza. It worked in it. What? Anyway, love
stroking
the show.
Out. What?
Weird. Something about Forza Motorsport. I don't know what the last bit it was about. Anyway, yeah, I mean, he didn't say what his name is, but I love that idea of somebody's name is like, it'd be cool if it was spelled one way, the front way, but then reverse the last name. So what would that be?
Carter
like,
Retract.
Like poop, poop.
Poop,
but,
poop.
But it would be better than that. Retrap.
Retrack.
Oh, Retrack. Carter Retrack.
Because Retrack is Carter backwards.
That could be your ghost writer name. Like Retrack? Richard Bachman. We had a whole conversation.
You're talking about Richard. I didn't know about Richard Bachman.
She didn't know about Stephen King and his early years with his ghost writer name. So I taught her a thing because that's a dad's job.
Oh, someone in the chat, yeah. The person who sent the thing about Forza says, oh, I worked on Forza and wanted to say thanks for playing. That's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I love Forza. Forza 5 is Horizon 5 is my favorite. It's Forza. That's how you say it.
You say it like with a T.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Is it not Forza?
It's like Italian or something. Hold on.
Forza.
How to say forza. Okay. Here's how to pronounce it correctly, according to this post here today. Now. All right. Here we go. Ready? Why is there music?
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this video game series, as well as how to say more interesting names and often mispronounced names from gaming as
okay.
well. So make sure to stay tuned and consider okay. subscribing for
That's
more
your...
learning. This is a simulation racing game for Xbox consoles.
Okay.
This is a word from Italian, meaning force in Italian. For reference, in Italian, this is said as forza.
Forza.
See, there's like a T in there.
You gotta roll your R's, apparently.
Dude on the dirt. Dirt.
Dirt, dirt, dirt.
Guy in our thing would say that too, right? Where
forza.
Is he?
All right. I didn't know. I've always thought it was just Forza.
Oh, here's even a better one. I could have just done this.
Forza.
Yeah, it's Forza.
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 Fart.
Forza.
It might be related.
We made like eye contact right as we did that.
That
too.
Was really weird. That was great. I enjoyed
All
that.
All right.
Okay, I got a phone call to play. Ready? Listen to this. Where is it? Okay, it's right here.
Hey, Scott and Carter. I thought you should know that we were just in Johnson City, Tennessee. And you know what? It's
we've,
in
we've
Carter
listened to
County.
This already.
Isn't that freaking cool?
100%.
This is your pal, Chuck. Or not
Oh, it is Chuck. How did I play that twice?
I don't know.
I thought I didn't. Oh, sorry, Chuck. No, I did you twice.
Now you've been on here twice.
You know what? That was just as cool the second time.
Yeah. It's still neat.
Yeah. Makes me seem like I'm losing my mind.
You are losing your mind.
Oh, boy. All right. A reminder that we are supported by you guys and your kindness over at patreon.com/themondayshow.
Monday.
Here's the best part. No ads ever.
Ever.
Any kind. The public feed has ads. This won't. Art and stickers and avatars, all that kind of stuff.
You get pre and post show.
Well, pre-show, no post-show.
No post-show?
Well, there is no post-show.
Poo-show?
We're done. We're just out.
Oh, okay.
But we do put a pre-show on there.
P-show.
We're really selling it here.
Yeah.
Doing
a great job.
We're going to do a monthly stream, which this month, when are we doing it? We got to figure that out because Vegas is coming quick.
I know.
Well, anyway, we're going to do it on that the game called Fishy Joe. Fishy Joe?
It's called Harold Halibut.
Harold Halibut on Steam and Game Pass. We're going to stream that together. Exclusively to the patrons.
Mm-hmm. Only and, patrons' eyes.
Yeah, and we'll
patrons
play it.
Eyes only.
We'll play it in hour-long chunks until it's done, or whatever, however long we do it. Yeah, it's just a great way to support this thing, and we'd really appreciate it if you did, because for a bunch of reasons we can't even get into today.
Yeah,
it's very helpful.
It's very
to have
helpful.
a little extra scratch to do a fun show every Monday. And most Mondays, even though today's Tuesday.
Even though today's Tuesday. Weekly.
Yeah.
Are we going to do it at the week of the Vegas?
Vegas? Yeah, we could do something out there.
Yeah.
And then put it up when we get home. I don't know.
No. I'll
have to think about that.
No.
I don't know. People that are there, you'll tell us then what you think. I'm sure we're going to get a ton of feedback. Expect to get overwhelmed with people talking about this.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Kerpster, we go to Vegas for TMS Vegas. A yearly event we do for the morning show, which happens, what are the dates? Tuesday, or is it Tuesday through Thursday? Whatever it is.
I don't know.
At the end of the month. The final week of the month. We get home Tuesday. The day we get home is a Thursday, and it's the 2nd of May.
Yeah,
so that'll tell
the
you
second
when
of
it
May.
Is. Anyway.
We're going to be gone for my birthday.
Yeah. We'll celebrate it while we're there.
My birthday.
It's Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Anyway, that's frogpants. Sorry. Patreon.com/themondayshow. Everything else is at frogpants.com/Monday. And if you want to leave us voicemails, I'll even play them twice, apparently. You can leave those at 801.
All the voicemails.
471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. That's also our text line. So you can leave text there. It's free. It's easy. It's no problem. You can even send an international text. I won't be able to reply to you via text,
but
can
we can
get
read
them.
It.
Yeah, we'll read them on the show.
Yeah.
So please keep those coming. And we record live most Mondays. Once in a while, we move things around for schedules, but mostly
for
Monday
our tattoo
nights.
Tattoo appointments that don't happen.
That's right. 6 p.m. Wait, when are we doing? 6 p.m. Monday nights. 6
p.m. Mountain Time.
Mountain Time. Thank you. We have to clarify.
Yes.
That'll do it for us. Carter, any final parting words? No?
No.
You haven't prepared anything to say at the end?
Fart.
Oh, my gosh. Fart.
How about that?
I do. I've been holding one.
No.
Do you want me to let it rip?
No.
Put it right in the microphone.
Oh my gosh. You like, this room is enclosed.
That's true. Every once in a while, Carter will come down here and go.
And it's just like wall of like fart.
Freaking stinks. I don't blame her. Would you? All right. That's it for us. Thank you all for listening. See you next Monday.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back, man.
Back, my dear.
Back, back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.